Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody. September 11th, 2022. Now I know. Today's supposed to be Susie's school. And I know. Just a few days ago I said, well, today we're going to talk about the stock market and things like that. And then I realized that today is September 11th, 2022. And 21 years ago today, my life changed, as well as I'm sure many of your lives changed. So it's very hard for me on this day to just act like it's another day that I can talk about money. And it really also brought it home because I've been watching everything about the Queen and her passing, and it does affect me and affects KT big time. And it affects us because we are close friends with some of the members of the royal family. And it just is a life-transforming event, no matter how you think about it, how you feel about it. It is a life-transforming event for millions and millions and millions of people. And when life-transforming events happen, like today, 21 years ago, like September 8th, like every day in many of your lives, it's so hard just to talk about money. You know, for 14 years on the Susie Orman Show, I ended every single show with, there's only one thing that matters when it comes to your money, and that is people first, then money, than things. Because in reality, without people, without you, money has no meaning. Money can't do anything. Money is really worthless. It's people that give money its worth. It's you. It's me. It's everybody that you know. So how is it possible that I could come on this podcast today? A podcast that I've always said to all of you is so much more than what to do with your money, what to buy, is energy going to go up, what about Ethereum, what about what's happening with all of that? Oh, really? Like, I get how important that can be. But on days like this, it makes me feel like, who cares? Who cares? Because what we really need to care about is to give money any value. We have to first give our own lives value. We have to give others' lives value. We have to give the people of this world their lives value. And I'm afraid that we live in a time and a place where we don't value all the lives of all the people in this world. We're fighting. We don't agree with one another. Nothing seems to matter unless you're on one side or the other. It just makes everything on some level so worthless, so worthless. I find myself sitting and asking questions such as, does loss ever lead to gain? Does it? Because doesn't it seem like there's a lot of loss around us all of a sudden? And it's really not all of a sudden. It's been happening for quite a while now. But when you start thinking about Ukraine and you start thinking about everything else, especially September 11th, 2001, the question has to be asked and answered, does loss ever lead to gain? And I so realized that the answer to that question is, you bet it does. You bet it does. So what is the gain that comes from loss? That is the question at hand for this podcast. How would you answer that, everybody? Think about a major loss in your life. A major loss, not a loss about money, but a loss that could never be replaced. You see, money can come and money can go, but a loss is something that you can never find again. It is lost. It's a life. It's a friendship. It's maybe a time that you can never get back. It's an action that you wish you hadn't taken, but you did, and you can't change that. You can't get it back. So I'm asking you maybe the most profound question I've ever asked you on this podcast. What loss have you had in your life? And you might want to take a few minutes and you might want to write it down. Then I'd like you to ask yourself, did that loss lead to gain? Now, obviously, if it's a relatively new loss, I don't expect you to know the answer to that right now. But if it's a loss that happened years ago, or maybe not so even long ago, can you see any gain that it has led to? And when I ask myself that question, I always come up with the same answer, because I've suffered many losses in my life that I'll never be able to get back. And every time I think about one of those losses, the loss led to gain. What is the gain? The gain was faith. Faith that everything happens for the best, or faith in myself. Faith in the ability that I have what it takes to go one day at a time and get through a loss. Faith that I'm really not alone. I'm not alone because I have faith. So the next question at hand is, do you have faith? Do you have faith in who you are? Who you are? Because that's maybe the most important faith you are ever going to have in this lifetime. That is a priceless faith. Because in the end, we do walk alone, don't we? We walk alone. And so we have to be able to carry ourselves through anything and everything. And what allows that to happen is faith. And faith is priceless. So on this date of September 11th, 2022, this is the time, truthfully, for reflection. Reflection of what do we do? What actions do we take that make this world a better place? What actions do we take that make our surroundings a better place? What thoughts do we think that make this world and everybody we know a better place? What words do we say that make this world a better place? Because in reality, it all starts and stops really with us. You know, I've always said, that words are mantra. They have the power to create or the power to destroy, and the choice is up to us. So I would like today to be a day of reflection and commitment to find that faith, to make this world a better place in the words, the thoughts, and the actions that every single one of us take. And to keep everything in the correct perspective. The correct perspective of people first, then money. And if we could do that, we could bring an entirely new spirit to the Women and Money podcast. We could uplift so many millions of people because we would all be an extension of one another and an extension of that faith. So that's the podcast for today. So in faith and in love and respect for each and every one of you, just know that there's only one thing that really matters in life, and that is you. See you on Thursday. Bye-bye. We can't get